I love it whenever people from the UK come here to the United States, because when we hear you speak, you sound incredible. You sound amazing. You sound educated. You sound inspirational. That accent is so proper. It is so proper. It doesn't matter what you're talking about. We're drawn to whatever it is. You could be talking about trash. It sounds amazing.
Who could leave all this rubbish here? This is such a travesty. This is all this destruction here all over the sidewalk. Someone must tend to this at once. This is ridiculous.
People are listening in.
I don't know what happened over there, but the shit hit the fan. That guy from England is pissed. I don't know. What the hell is rubbish?
See, it's very different. Now, when one of us goes over there, man, it's very, very different. Because, see, we don't sound the same as them. As a matter of fact, as Americans, we have a certain way with the English language. Do you understand how we sound to them? I mean, seriously, do you know how they look at us when they hear us speak? We sound like this to them.
I tell you right now, the other day I was hanging out with Phil, right? That some bitch come over to the house. We had ourselves a good old time. Who's that, me and Phil?
And by the way, if you sound like that here tonight, I'm just kidding. There's just jokes. Don't feel like just, you know.
I'm going to wait for his ass outside. I see how funny he is when he gets the parking lot. Fluffing my ass.
I just think it's funny that no matter what they talk about over there, they sound the same. It sounds the same. You know, whereas with us, Americans, we speak according to our environment. We change it up. We morph. We adapt. We all have our, for example, we all have our trying to get a good job voice. When you walk in for that interview, you don't sound the way you sound on a Saturday night when you're having a couple drinks. No, you clean it up, you practice in the car, and when you walk in, you turn it on. If you'll check my references, you'll see I'm more than qualified for this position. Please feel free to call Frank Torres. Frank will tell you the amazing job I did for him 2.5 weeks ago. Listen, I'm ready to work 7 days a week, 365 days a year. No job is too big, no task is too small. You can count on me. I'm the right person for the job. Please keep me in mind. Thank you so much for your time. And then you get to the parking lot. And then you get to the parking lot and you're like,
hijo de la chingada, ojalá que me dé trabajo porque no. No, está cabrón, güey, man. No, I need a job, man. I need a job.
You guys know we all have our daytime voice that we have around our family and our friends and our children, you know. And then we have our late night voice, you know, our party voice.
Jaeger!
And then if you're lucky enough, you have your late, late, late night voice.
That's right. You don't even know what's about to happen. You better get on the phone. You start watching.
Like some of you are looking at me like, oh my God, Fluffy's a freak. I'm just giving an example. All the kids are like,
oh, this is different.
Sorry, because I see those kids and they're just like, oh. Dad's like, pinchy Fluffy. No. Bad Fluffy. But see, now over there, they sound the same no matter what they're doing when they apply for a job.
If you'll check my references, you will see I'm more than qualified for this position.
When they party.
If you'll pour me the wine, I will drink it. It is brilliant, I tell you.
When they're making love.
I'm going to part your legs like the Red Sea.
Oh, I'm going to defile you in such an amazing fashion. You will rule the day you came across me at that local pub. I'm going to lower my drawbridge and introduce you to the queen.
Yes, I shall.
And when you arrive at that magical moment, I want you to scream victory.
Victory!
My job is done here.